Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the anticipation and joy in reuniting as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natchinai 121 written by Orusirai Pirayanar. The poem is set in the forest country of Mullai and speaks in the voice of a charioteer to his master, expressing positivity and hope about the man's reunion with the lady. Vidayar kondra mudayal pooli idumurai nirappiya eer ilai varagin kavaikadir karitta kamar madappinai aralai am kaattu iralaiyoduvadiyum புறவிற்று அம்மணி நயந்தோள் ஊரே எள்ளி விட்டன்று வேந்து எனச் சொல்லுவு பரியல் வாழ்க நின் கண்ணி காண்பர விரிவுளை பொழிந்த வீங்கு செலல் களிமா வன்பறி தயங்க எளியி தன்பெயல் கான் யாற்று இகுமணல் கரை பிறக்கு ஒளிய எல் விருந்து அயரும் மனைவி மெல்கிரை பனைத்தோள் துயில் அமர்வோயே. The poem opens with an intriguing phrase, Vidayar Kondra Mudayal Pooli. Knowing Kondra implies killing in current day lingo, I was wondering if this could be a reference to an animal hunt. The phrase Mudayal Pooli for some reason reminded me of Mudumakkal Thali, which was an earthen pot used in ancient times to bury elders. However, I learned that the phrase means something a little different here. Vidayar means one who sows and is apparently used as a reference to the forest dwellers. Kondra turns out to mean not kill but farm. Interesting that the word to rear crops and thereby life has come to mean the ending of life. Perhaps it makes sense in a forest land where much life is indeed killed to make way for those crops. Mudayal Pooli is said to mean ancient dust. Let's delve into its significance shortly. Varagu or proso millet greets us in this verse. Close to the crop roams a madappinai and iralai, meaning a female deer and male deer respectively. The sweet word nayandol signifies the girl you love. A proud horse trots before our eyes as we glimpse at Kalima. Another flash reveals wife preparing a feast in Virundu Ayarum Manevi. Let's travel onward to understand this dreamlike verse. The man and woman have been in a happy married life when one day the man's services are suddenly requested by the king of the land. Perhaps there's a war being waged and the man rushes to aid his king, leaving behind his lady. As long as he's at his mission, he thinks not about the lady, but the moment he's relieved of his duties, his thoughts turn homeward, and understanding his heart, his charioteer says to him, "The dust of the ancient forest is sowed with new seeds by forest dwellers and plowed in an organized way to render the cool leaves of the varagu millets. The naive young female deer feeds on the bent stalks of the millet and lives with its mate in this forest filled with wild hemp plants. The town of the lady you live is in this very forest land. Worry not that it was only late last night our king bid you to leave. Long live your garland. Behold this proud and speedy horse with a flowing mane. I shall make the strong horse trot fast and leave behind the rain-soaked moist mud of the river shore to rush to your wife who prepares the night's fine feast so that you can soon relish sweet slumber in her delicate bamboo-like arms." With these words, the charioteer brings positivity to the man's heart as it yearns to be one with his lady far away. Intricate details about an ancient life are revealed in this verse. First is that age-old activity of man who has learned to bend nature to his will by clearing forests and sowing seeds. The verse acknowledges the antiquity of earth and calls it an ancient dust. Even in the arrogance of farming a forest land, there's humility in acknowledging that the land is ancient. In one line of the verse, we see an old world changing new. Hunter-gatherers who left the land to lie as it was and agriculturists who transformed it to their advantage. The crop that these forest farmers have sown turns out to be varagu or the proso millet, domesticated by man as far as 10,000 BCE and one that finds a mention in all ancient cultures. And who does the poem say is feeding on the crop just then? It's a doe, a deer, a female deer, as the popular film song goes. Looks like you can make a farm out of a forest, but you can't keep the forest out of your farm. Traveling further, we learn that the female deer lives with its mate in this forest land filled with wild hemp plants. All this is to say that the lady's town is in this forest land. But this description goes beyond mere geography and serves as a metaphor to say that like the deer feeding on the millets, the man's wife will relish the riches he brings back from his ancient mission on a war field and will live happily with the man thereafter. The charioteer then turns to sing praises of his strong horse, saying that it has the pride of winning the battle and trots with its flowing mane flying in the wind. It moves at such speed that the land they pass seems a blur. The moist banks of the river are speedily left behind. But why the rush? It's because the man was relieved of his duties by his king only last night and he earns to be with his lady the moment his task was done. So the charioteer promises to make haste and take the man back home by night to savor the feast prepared by the lady and to relish a rejuvenating rest in her fine arms. In a few lines, an ancient road trip from a war field to a forest home is brought alive with the music of a horse's trot and a man's heartbeat. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.